As we keep an eye on the events in Orlando, we've also heard today from President Obama, who emerged from a National Security Council meeting this afternoon to forcefully denounce Donald Trump's rhetoric. The president also defended himself against Trump's claim that the president refuses to use the term radical Islam.
There's no magic to the phrase radical Islam. It's a political talking point. It's not a strategy. And the reason I am careful about how I describe this threat has nothing to do with political correctness and everything to do with actually defeating extremism.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley joins us now with more. Scott, what struck you about what President Obama had to say?
Well, you know, Jeremy, the sort of semantic argument that the president's making here is one he's made before. And Donald Trump is not the first person to take the president to task for his resistance to using phrases like radical Islam. But the president's sort of dismissive of that. He talks about that as partisan rhetoric. He called it yapping today. I don't think he felt really engaged in that. But then he turned to really attacking Donald Trump's own policies, his call for a ban on Muslim immigrants in the U.S., some of the remarks he made yesterday that suggested Muslims in general were somehow complicit in the terror attacks in San Bernardino and Orlando. And he really opened up on Donald Trump, saying that those kind of comments were not only counterproductive, but a betrayal of American values that would make us less safe and that would do the terrorists' work for them.
Well, and by the way, on the issue of the term radical Islam, the argument that the president and others who don't want to use that term all the time have made is that by doing that, they are grouping in terrorists with an entire religion of more than a billion people around the world, that, you know, the United States needs those people to help in the fight against terrorism and that that may inflame the situation even further. But let's listen to a little more of what President Obama had to say today as he went after Donald Trump.
We now have proposals from the presumptive Republican nominee for president of the United States to bar all Muslims from immigrating to America. We hear language that singles out immigrants and suggests entire religious communities are complicit in violence. Where does this stop?
Now, we also heard today from the Republican Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, who back when Donald Trump first announced his idea of a temporary ban on Muslim immigrants coming into this country, Paul Ryan had said that's not what the Republican Party stands for. It's not what the country stands for. He has since backed Donald Trump. But what did he have to say today?
Well, you know, Paul Ryan and other Republicans are going to have to get used to this. When the president says something like, do Republican officials actually agree with something Donald Trump is proposing? We're in for months of that to come. Every time Donald Trump opens his mouth and says something provocative, the president and Hillary Clinton are going to try to hold the rest of the Republican Party to account for what the man at the top of their ticket is saying. And a lot of Republicans aren't happy with that. Certainly, they don't like the proposal to ban Muslim immigrants. They think that's a step too far. And for the president, you know, now we're not just talking about what's the label you attach to groups like ISIS, but actually setting policy, setting immigration policy, talking about how you respond to immigrants who are in this country or native-born Americans in this country. As the president noted, the killer in Orlando, one of the two killers in San Bernardino, the killer at Fort Hood, Texas, they were all American citizens.
Right.
So how far does this go, he said.
Did it strike you that the president did not say the U.S. and its allies are winning the fight against ISIS?
The White House is usually kind of cautious in what it says about that, but the president did say, the ISIS has lost nearly half the territory it used to control in Iraq and that it will lose more. He said they're on the financial ropes and that the United States is on offense, not on defense. Certainly when it comes to the domestic political scene, the president was very much on offense today.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley with the latest from Washington. Scott, thank you.
My pleasure, Jeremy.